We are holding on Chav Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara is continuing to darshan this pasuk with regards to since we talked about the Shemen Afarsman, which is extremely flammable. We talked about that yesterday. So on Chav Vav Amid Aleph. Chav Vav Amid Aleph, about 6-7 lines down. Umidalois haoretz hishir nuvus radon rav tabachem lekormimu uli yoigvim. This is talking about the Churban Habayis and nuvus radon, who was rav tabachem, the chief butcher. So some of the people who he left over in Klal Yisrael from the dalim, the poor of the land, the nuvus radon left over. And he left them over, he didn't take them to Babel. In other words, he left them in Eretz Yisrael to keep a really basic, basic essentials running. And the reason why he kept these people specifically was because of their businesses. So the Kermim Ulu Yoigvim, he left over people who are Kermim and Yoigvim. What does Kermim and Yoigvim mean? So the Gemara says, "Karmim is Tanur Rabbi Yosef Elum Lakte Afar Semain Me'ein Gedi Va'Ad Ramasa." Those were the ones who harvested Afar Semain. This Afar Semain, you know, plant or whatever, from Ein Gedi until Ramasa. So the world needed it. So since the world needed it, it was Radon said that, "Listen, this is your import. This is your export. Your main export. I want you guys to stay in Eretz Yisrael." So this way the world could still have this Afaris in mind. And Yoigvim comes from the lesson of squeezing. Elu tzayadei chilozen. These are the ones who catch the chilozen. From Mitzulmus v'ashel tzur v'ad Haifa. From the heights of tzur until Haifa. And this is one of the Gemaras that lead them to believe that it could... Again, you can't use this as a raya. But this does stim with the Murex trunculus theory, because it says that the place where they catch them was from Haifa, from between Tzur and Haifa, and I believe they found fields of quadrillions of Murex shells in that area. So. I think that's at least them to believe that it was there. I don't remember if there's also a kasha on it, because it's not necessarily that they come there now. I don't remember if there's a kasha like that. I have to check my notes. But this is definitely one of the Gemaras that is brought up in that discussion. Good morning, Jay.
What's a chilozoin?
A chilozoin is the creature that produces from its blood, you have to squeeze out its blood, and you get trilis from it. And nowadays, they have this snail called the Murex trunculus, which is used heavily in Greek and all in Greece and all these places for food. And if you squeeze the blood and you put in certain additives, you keep it in the sun, then you get the trellis that you see nowadays some people wear. So they have found millions of shells of these Murex shells in ones that were disposed of. In other words, ones that have the hole in it where you have to go ahead and... I don't know if you've ever seen a conch shell. You know those big shells? So if you've ever seen one, there are two ways you can buy them. You can either buy them with a little hole on one of the... That means that the animal inside has been taken out and eaten by somebody. The other ones you could buy without a hole, which means that the animal is still in there, which is it's gross, which means it's going to start stinking soon. But so the way they extract it is they make a little hole in the shell and they pull it out. So they have found thousands of these, quadrillions of these shells. Anyways, I have to find my notes for the exact rate over there. All right, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Madlikin Betevel Tomei. One is not permitted to use tevel tame b'chol v'ein tzarich lemer b'shabbos. You're not allowed to use food that became tameh even prior to its truma being taken from it, because you cannot use food that did not have truma taken from it. That's during the week, and certainly you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. And you cannot use neft lavan, which is this type of material that's extremely flammable, says the Gemara. Bishlam al neft lavan mepneishu hu off, because it's extremely flammable. I will tell Tommy my time. Why can't you light tevel tameh? Because the pasuk says, "Omer krova ani hinei nasati luchas mishmeres truma." Same pasuk as before. B'shtei trumas akasam medaber. It's mavur two trumas. Agas truma tahir, agas truma tameya. It does say that the Aaron and his children have the rights to the truma, and you have the rights to the rest of the food. But ma truma tahir ein lechaba ela b'shas harama ve'elach. Av truma tameya ein lechaba ela b'shas harama ve'elach. However, you have to take off truma before you get to use it. And therefore, just like Truma Temeah, there you only get it from the time of Harama and on, so to Truma Temeah, you only get it from the time of Harama and on. Gufa, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Emra, Ein Madlikin B'Tzari. You're not allowed to light with Tzari, which we said was this sap, and the Gemara will discuss why. V'chein hayu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Emra. Similarly, did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar say, Tzari Ein Ela Suraf Me'atze Hektof. Tzari is the sap that comes out of the ketuf tree, and it's the actual sap of the tree. And since the reason Rabbi Shmuel Amar kol hayoyitz min ha'etz ein madlikin bay, Rabbi Shmuel says anything that comes out of any tree, any sap that comes out of any tree, you're not allowed to light with. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Breiko Amar ein madlikin ella be yoytze min ha'pri. You're only allowed if you're ever using an oil that's extracted from something, you're only allowed to use an oil that's extracted from some sort of fruit, say shemen zayis or sesame seed oil or something like that. But this exclude what is this adding on to the previous mandamar? This adds on even fish. Rashi says it also. So he adds on even fish and other non-natural fruit oils. And the final opinion is, Rabbi Tarfa number in Madlikin El Shemen Zayas Bavad. You're only allowed to light with Shemen Zayas, with olive oil. Amad Rabbi Yechon ben Uri El Raglav. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri got up and said, He said to Rabbi Tarfon, "Ma'yasa anshe bavel she'in lahem ella shemen shum shem." What are the Babylonians going to do? They only have sesame seed oil. "Umayasa anshe mother she'in lahem ella shemen egoyus." They only have nut oil. "Umayasa anshe Alexandria." What are they going to do in Mitzrayim? "She'in lahem ella shemen sinoinus." They only have radish oil. "Umayasa anshe kaputki she'in lahem loykach loykach ella neft." The only thing they have is neft. That's the only type of fuel that they have over there in that country. So Ella ein lecha el ma'asha amrucha chamim ein madlikin ve'umadlikin b'shemen dagin ve'itren. So he disagrees, and he said that no, you're allowed. The only things that you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to light with the things that the chachamim mentioned in the Mishnah. But everything else, including fish oil or other things like that, you are allowed to light with. And this itron, which we said is the residue of the tar. I believe it was. So you want to know why did it mention it?
Well, you said she only disagreed with everything that wasn't not mentioned in the Mishnah, like fish oil.
1 second, let's go back to the Mishnah and see if it's there. Ta-da-dum, bum, bum, bum. Lebeshim Tzivah? No, actually, I don't see it in the Mishnah. Oh, the Mishnah only lists things that you cannot do. Mishnah only lists things that you cannot do. In fish oil, you could do. Okay. Lebeshim Tzivah, I remember my leaking with Shemen Pakuois. You are allowed to light with shemen pakuos and ubeneft. However, let's see, back in the Ta da 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 da. One second. Where do we have this? Did I aim at the game of Shimon's Rafa? Okay. So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri came along and he said, you are allowed to light with hakuois, even though in the Mishnah it's it says in the Mishnah back on your dalad on Chav Dalad Amabez. So it's not a steer though. He is saying that it's mutter to go ahead and light it. So what was your question? Why does it have to say it again? Or that's a steer? Baron boys. What was your question? With Shem and Dagim? It does say it in the Mishnah. But he's saying that it's mutter over here too. And B'Shem Pakuis Rashi in the Mishnah said that it means this type of melon. This juice that comes out of melon. I'm not sure why he needs to be marba that special if it's part of coming out of a fruit. We already said, it doesn't sound like anybody disagreed with that, but okay. Ubeneft is also mutter, but not with these other types of oils. Somches Omer, Somches says, Kol hayoyitz min habasar, anything that comes out of meat, like chaylev and things like that, ain madlikin bay, ella b'shem and dogim. The only type of meat that's mutter is fish oil. Says the Gemara, Somches, hainu tanakama. Let's go back to the tanakama. And he said, so what are you adding on? The Gemara says the same answer that we said before on Chav Dalad Amabes. The difference is this machlekas we had before. We already had this Gemara twice before, where you take chaylev, that chaylev mohutach that is already completely dissolved, and you add it in some shemen zayas. There, where you have a mixture, it's going to light. It will be a perfect flame. The only reason why one wouldn't do it, is because a gezeira atu chelev she'ena mehotach, or a gezeira atu where you forgot to put the oil in. So it's two gezeiras. We're not going to make a gezeira. And some say you will make a gezeira. That is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Ben Nuri and Sumchas. And Loi Misayimi, we don't know who says what. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Yoytz Min Eitz In Bayit Mishum Mishalash Al Shalash Umisachach In Bayit Chutz Mipishtan. Anything that comes out of a tree, there is a halacha that says, that if you want to have something to be mekabel tuma, if you want something to be mekabel tuma, it has to be a minimum size shear. Little strips of cloth are not chashiv enough to be mekabel tuma. Now, if you're machshivit, for example, you make it very chashiv. This is your red string or whatever. So then it's possible it will be mekabel tuma, but we're not talking about specific instances. We're talking about standard cloth. Standard cloth, you have a minimum shear, says the Gemara, of shalosh al shalosh, which is three etzbois by three etzbois, which is three regular finger breadths by three regular finger breadths. That is the minimum size shear. That is the minimum size shear that one is going to be required to have on a garment in order for it to be mekabel tuma. okay. It means it doesn't have tuma unless it has shalosh al shalosh. That's the way to read it.
But in this case, it has tuma even less than shalosh al shalosh.
No. Ein boy means. Oh, 1 second.
Art scroll is saying it's not
subject to the minimum.
Yeah.
In other words, it's makabel even less? Or it's makabel even more? No, it's makabel even more, right? Yeah. I was right. No. What?
The qualifying is 3x3.
Right. It's not even 3x3. I know. I didn't get to 8 yet. Yeah. Okay, I know. I didn't finish the explanation yet. The generally you have a 3x3 in order to be makabel tuma. Generally, that's what you have. So if you have a piece of cloth, then you have a minimum size of you have a minimum size in order to be makabel tuma. Any piece of cloth. That's what we were finishing the thought. So when you have a strip of cloth that's less than 3x3, it cannot be makabel tuma, even if it has tuma on it. Or, for example, either it gets tzaras or it touches. We'll talk about Kabbalah's tumah of other types of tumah as well. So the halacha, though, by trees, and if you have some sort of material made out of a tree, which, by the way, could include some sort of, Rashi says, tzemer geffen, which is some sort of, I believe that's some sort of cotton. So those type of things are not mekabel tuma with the 3x3 minimum shear. Is the vart not mekabel tuma at all? We're going to see. Or is the vart that you just need a bigger shear? We're going to see. But they don't have, ain boy, they don't have that halacha of 3x3. They don't have kabbalah's tuma, ain boy kabbalah's tuma, of the 3x3 minimum shear. Chutz and mesach ain boy, and you are allowed to use it for schach. Anything that comes out of the ground, chutz mi pishton, except from linen, which grows from flax, which grows from the ground. There, if you make a material out of linen, then it is makabel tuma from the 3x3 minimum shear. And once it is 3x3 and it's makabel tuma, you're not allowed to use it in your schach, because these two things run hand in hand. Something that is makabel tuma, you cannot use it for schach. Therefore, if you take something that's small, it's this cotton thing, and you make it 3x3, then you're not going to be chayv. How does art school translate tzemer geffen as cotton?
Flax.
No, that's pishtan. How do they give any examples? Kol ha-yotze min ha-etz? It says anything that comes out of a tree. What is...
So from a plant.
It does say cotton.
Hemp, and such as hemp and cotton.
Cotton. Okay, fine. I'm just wondering about that. This is obviously, why is this important? This is very important because you're only, dam from an anida is only dam if it's on something that is makabel tuma. So, we'll have to see exactly the shear for cotton, because most underwear is cotton. In fact, I told you once where Rabbi Langer brought me a spandex panties, and he's like, what do you think? I said, tell me, no question about it. I mean, he comes a lot because I have a different messiah than him, so I got different training. So I look, no question, tell me. He's like, nope, it's tar. Because it's made out of spandex. Spandex is not makabel tuma. And he's right, 100%. So, he doesn't come to check with me and to get ahead. He comes just to see what I would say. He's good enough on his own, trust me. He doesn't need my haskama. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kal hayoytze min ha'etz, ein bo mishum sholosh al sholosh, except from some flax. So we have to keep this in mind, what the Gemara means when it says that flax, that cotton, is not makabel tuma at 3x3. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana de Beir Shmuel, Amar Dover Echad, they both said the same thing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Hada Amarn, this thing that we said that something that comes out of a tree does not have this. Is not makabel tuma. And Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is my heed. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel hoyv and emru begodim. Since it says begodim b'teirastam, upar lechai kasev be'echad mehen. And in one place the Torah specifies what begodim it's talking about. Tzemeru pishtim. And this is in the parasha of Tzaras. It says, "V'habeged ki yebay neged tzaras, v'habeged semer v'habeged pishtim." So it says beged, and then it specifies itself, semer upishtim, mal halon semer pishtim. Just like over there, it says beged, and then it specifies itself to semer pishtim. Afko, so to any time in the Torah it says beged, it means semer upishtim, to the exclusion of the other places that, when it says clothes, it does not mean anything else besides the semer pishtim.
Rabbi,
yeah.
This discussion we're having is really just because we started talking about this, not related to Hilchos
Shabbos. Has nothing to do with anything. The only thing is because it has a similar expression, kol yoytzim min ha'etz. That's the only correct. That's the only similarity. Okay. Rava Amar, shloisha al shloisha v'shar begadim ikir b'nayhu. The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay. And the Tana of the Rebbe Shmuel last night. The Gemara, Rava comes along and he argues. He said, this that he said earlier, that Kol Yotz Min Eitz Ein Matama Tumas Oilem, Kol Yotz Min Eitz Ein Matama Tumas Ela Shalosh Al Shalosh, he meant, according to Abaya, he meant this, it's not Mekabel Tumas at all. According to Rava, he meant that it's not Mekabel Tumas by three Etzbois by three Etzbois, but three Tfachim by three Tfachim, a nice size piece, that it is Tumas. So Rabbi Shmuel, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, who was the second man to Amar, he said it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. The first man to Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, says that it is Mekabel Tumah a little bit. The Kuli Alma Mihas, everybody agrees though, that Shalosh al Shalosh, B'tzemer Pishtim, B'tamah ben Negoyim. Everybody agrees though that 3 by 3, by Tzemer Pishtim, is B'tamah ben Negoyim. Yes, but one second. I'm still very perturbed for how are we getting... How are we saying that regular cotton is tummy? That's obviously the way we paskin. So I just want to make sure that we come out of the sugya, at least knowing where that comes from. I'm thinking, does anybody mention it, that maybe we're talking about only negoyim over here? Or are we talking about regular tumma? Negoyim meaning that it can't get saras. Rashi on the bottom says, Mekabel tumas negoyim. Is that dafka? Because then that would obviate our whole question. All right, let's keep that in mind. That maybe our sugya is only talking about negoyim. Well, hayov never begadim b'ter stam, but tumas sharet. No, it's talking about everything. Tumas sharet and tumas meis. And it says by negoyim. It says by negoyim b'feirish. Yeah, it's talking about everything. Okay, so we have to know how we come out of our sugya. That regular cotton is tummy, because obviously that's the way we paskin. Says the Gemara, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel Elazar, the Kuli Alma Mihas, everybody agrees. What do you mean by a new fact, Reuven? It's not really, this is what we're talking about. Everybody agrees that Shalosh al Shalosh by Tzemer Pishtim is Metame. Minolan. Now we're going back to this Tzemer Pishtim and we're going to...
Are we inside Rava?
Both Rava and Abaya agree that a beged that is 3x3, something that is whatever a beged is, and that's definitely Tzemer Pishtim, the question of its other things also, is Metame by 3x3. That we're starting with basics now, and we're going to ask, how do we know that? Now we're focusing on the fact that a regular beged 3x3 is tummy.
Okay, I thought in Abaya, in even in Elazar, you need a much larger share.
Well, no, that's according to Rava. First of all, Rava, you need a much larger share, and second of all, even in Abaya, we're talking about the Tzemer Pishtim now. Everybody agrees that Tzemer Pishtim has 3x3. The question is, what do other things have? Abaya says other things have nothing. And Rava said other things have 3x3 tfachim. So the question is, how do we know that Beged and Tzemer Pishtim have 3x3 etzbois? How do we know that baseline is 3x3? The Tanya Beged. It says in the Torah Beged, a garment. Ainli Ella Beged. I only know a full garment. Sholosh al Sholosh B'nayin. How do we know 3x3? Tamid Lemer Vet Ha Beged. The extra Vav adds on and tells you even a smaller garment. Ve'emel Rabba Shlosh al Shlosh. Just says the Gemara, how do you know it's 3x3? Maybe it's 3x3 Tzvachim. The Gemara says, Lav Kav V'chaymer. Has the Shesiva Erev. The actual warp and weft, the actual threads. That there's enough thread to be, that there's enough thread in order to weave a 3x3 garment. Mitame. And this we know that in the Zimafura Shapasuk, Oy Bishisi Oy Be'erev. So there is a Mafura Shapasuk that the warp and the weft weave itself is Tame. So shloisha al shloisha mi boi. So if you have a garment that is 3x3, then certainly you don't need a pasuk for 3x3 tefachim. Says the Gemara, then what do you need a pasuk for 3x3 etz boys either? Yehaki sholosh sholosh nami leisi b'kavachemer. The Gemara says, if you have just the threads itself, if you have a loom, the loom is filled with enough material to create a 3x3 beged, the weave itself is tame. So if the weave itself is tame, then certainly a beged that's 3x3 tefachim is tame. Says the Gemara, what do you need if that's true and you're learning from the Kavachimer, so then what do you need a pasuk for 3x3 etzbayis also? Say that same Kavachimer. If the threads itself are tame, then certainly the beged, the completed beged is tame. Ella, says the Gemara, Shloisha al Shloisha, the 3x3. Now, the way to remember, Shloisha al Shloisha is Lashon Zachar, so that's Tfachim, and Shalosh al Shalosh is Lashon Nekeva, so that's Etzbo'is. That's the way to remember it. Or, if you're in a different sugya, Amas. If you're in Amas or Etzbo'is, then you use Shalosh, and if you're in Tfachim, you use Shloisha. That's the rule of thumb to remember. So Shloisha al Shloisha, which in our sugya would be Tfach, Shloisha al Shloisha, which would be Tfach, that's always Tfachim. Dechazu bein la'ashim bein la'anim. It's a big enough garment that it's used for both rich people and poor people. Osu b'kal v'chomer. There you can learn that out of a kal v'chomer. Sholosh al sholosh, which in our sukkah is its boys. La'anim u'dechazion. Only poor people would use a cloth that size. La'ashim le'chazion. Rich people do not use a cloth that size. Loi osi. You can't learn it out of a kal v'chomer. B'kal v'chomer. Why? Because, a thread could technically be used to add on to a greater garment. So it's roy for both a rich person and a poor person. However, once it's built into a cloth, only a poor person will use such a cloth. That's why we need a special pasuk for it. And time of the Kasvei Krah. That's the only reason why it's Tameh is because the Torah wrote about it with that extra vav. Haloi Kasvei Krah, but if the Torah did not write about it, loi gamrinu b'kal v'chomer, we've not learned it out of a kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me you have an extra pasuk. The Vav adds on an extra pasuk. Maybe, says the Gemara, instead of adding on Beged, Semer, and Pishtan, maybe instead of adding on Semer or Pishtan, 3x3, it's coming to add on all other forms of garments. Ve'emel Rabbi Shloisha al Shloisha b'sha'ar begadim. So you're telling me, in the pasuk it already says 3x3 tefachim, through a kal v'chomer, and a full beged. And there's a pasuk that adds on something else. Who said it's coming to add on semer pishtim in a small shear? Maybe it's coming to add on large shear, other materials. All we know is that something that's not in the Torah is now in the Torah, because it says an extra vav. So what indicates to you that it stuck with Semer Pishtim and it said even a smaller shear, maybe it's a larger shear, the same shear as before, of other materials? Amar Krah, the Gemara says, Beger Semer Pishtim, because the Gemara says, because we have a pasuk which excludes other materials. Beger Semer Pishtim and Midi Echwini Loi. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema ki ima'it, Mishalosh al Shalosh. Maybe it was only deleted, maybe it was only nismited from 3x3. To its voice. Aval shloisha, itaka would be tame. Now, if I remember correctly, Tosis is supposed to ask over here that how on earth are you supposed to delete Beged Semer Upishtim from 3x3 Etzbois if it was not yet in Sraba yet? In other words, what's going on over here? We have one extra pasuk, the Vav. The Gemara is discussing what should we explain that extra pasuk is coming for. Either it's coming for one of two things, because we know that a beged that is 3x3 tfachim, tzemer pishtim, is tame. Everything else we don't know. So either it could be including cotton or something like that, or it could be including tzemer pishtim on a much smaller scale. Says the Gemara, it's got to be including tzemer pishtim on a much smaller scale, because I have a pasuk beferish that excludes cotton. So says the Gemara, well, maybe the pasuk beferish that excludes cotton is only going on the smaller shear. And then the pasuk vav is coming to add on tzemer pishtim. Whoa, that's so unfair. We don't know. And then what do you want vav to do? Vav will be tzemer, the vav will be for cotton on a bigger shear. But there's no reason to exclude beged there's no reason to exclude cotton from a smaller shear if it's not nisrabah from the smaller shear. That is Tosis' question. Tosis proves from here that when you say beged, we automatically mean that something that is 3x3 is automatically a beged, and you don't. Okay, so the Gemara says, let me just see what his Torah says. Mekana mi mashu kapish when the shloisha shloisha have a bechlal beged, and you don't need the kavachem. Shloisha shloisha is bishar beged. And it's only coming to be nismayated from Shalish al Shalish. It's more in Kamish Shalish al Shalish. Okay, so let's leave Tosis's Kasha for now. I have to get it more clear afterwards. So the Gemara says, it should be Metame. So the Gemara takes it, says it twice. Beged Semer, oi, bebeged Pishtim. It says the word beged twice. Chad l'miyutei shalosh al shalosh, v'chad l'miyutei shalosh al shalosha. That other garments, other forms of garments are excluded both from the shalosh al shalosh and shalosha al shalosha. Not only are other garments not tameh by the shalosh al shalosh here, but they are tameh by the shalosh al shalosha here. So this man the Amar holds that cotton indeed is not tameh at all. Says the Gemara, Ulu Rava, the Amar Shloisha al Shloisha b'Shar Begadim Ika Benayo. According to Rava, who says that that other garments are tummy when you get to a certain shear, 3x3 tvachim, which, by the way, would not qualify for our underwear. So this is not our Manda Amar either. That Shloisha al Shloisha b'Shar Begadim Ika Benayo. That Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay, Lieutenant Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. So how do you know? According to Rava, where do you get this extra pasuk from? Says the Gemara, Nafka me oy beged. From the extra word oy beged comes to be marba other begadim. The Tanya beged. It says the pasuk only ela beged. Shloisha shloisha b'shar begadim inayin tamadim or oy beged. Now the Gemara does what Dr. Aronson wanted before. Starts going back and forth. Okay, so Abaye, what do you do with oy beged? Ula Abaye, Abaye, hi oy beged my overlay. What do you do with it, me boy? Le Rabbi Shalosh Shalosh B'Tzemer Upishtim the Metame B'Shratzim. He comes to tell you that Tzemer Upishtim is Metame by Shratzim. Let's get to this. There is a bit more. That's just we'll continue the train over here. He goes to about 10 lines down, so we'll just go through 10 lines down. Rabbi Shalosh Shalosh B'Tzemer Upishtim the Metame B'Shratzim. Rava says, no, you don't need a special pasuk by Shratzim. Gali Rachmana Gabalin Negoyim. The Torah told you the halacha by Negoyim, who are then the Shratzim, and that it's equally applicable by Shratzim. You don't need an extra pasuk by Shratzim. But Abaye, and Abaye says, no. How do you learn it out of Shratzim? Ikele Mifrach. Malin Negoyim, Shekain Shasiva Erev Metame Behen. By Negoyim, it's possible to contract Tumah even on the threads, like we said before. By Shratzim, that's not possible. So we see that Negayim has a lot of extra dinim. Maybe it doesn't apply. Maybe maybe the halachas of 3x3 don't apply by Shratzim. Kamash on the pasuk of Oi to teach you that 3x3 applies by Shratzim also. The Idach, what does Rava say? If you're going to tell me that Negayim is the Chamer one, so then just say it by Shratzim. Just say this extra limud that this size is Tameh by Shratzim, and then I wouldn't need an extra. In other words, it only has to say it once. So I hold that it says it by Negayim, and Hu Adin by Shratzim. You said, no, it says it by Negayim, and you need another pasuk to schlep it over to Shratzim. Just say it by Shratzim, and then it will be, just say it by Shratzim, and it will be equally applicable to Negayim. And what will Abaye respond? Abaye says no. There is a special chumra by shratzim that it's metame, that a sheretz is metame even in the size of a tiny little lentil. It's even the tiniest size of a dead mouse will be metame you. And therefore, it has that chumra over Negayim, which has specific small shiurim, like the rest of, like everything else. And therefore, you cannot learn one from the other that way either. Okay, so we will stop here. I will try to do a drop of research on on why we coming out of our sugya, both Abaya and Rava hold. I mean, unless it's specific to these man the Amrim. But coming out of our sugya, both Abaye and Rava hold that cotton does not contract tuma under at least 3x3 tefachim, which is the size of at least bigger than a regular paper. So unless somebody has really big underwear, their underwear should not be tame. I have two options. And Abaye holds that it's not tame at all. Either these are in specific man the Amrim, or they are in... either in specific Madiyamim, or you know, we'll get to somebody argues, and we're not going with the Bayarava, but I'll look it up and I'll tell you tomorrow. All right, okay, have a great one.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.